This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Mary Litviak and Matthew Willem. How are you guys?
Doing fabulous. How are you?
Great. How are you involved with digital asset management?
I am pretty much the administrator of all the users, and I'm the one that does all the cataloging, do intake, cleanup. I help manage the online photo library that comes from our digital asset management software. I help with all image requests and art files in the company. I'm also very involved in many of the customization projects that go on. That's about it. And then we have an IT staff that does our technical part.
I'm the director of creative services. I'm a user, but I've been involved in the, not so much the execution, but the purchase of the digital asset management software for the company. We purchased the software that we use, Cumulus, probably, what, Mary, 15 years ago?
How does a nonprofit organization funded entirely by Wisconsin's dairy farm families use digital asset management?
I think the best answer to that is the value that they're getting out of it relative to probably what it could be. We market the milk products of Wisconsin nationwide, and to get us the biggest bang for our buck, we need to be able to intake not just high-resolution images, but the art files that drive our promotions, manage the digital photos that are taken, because all of these things are reportable, and they're also resources that we use to recreate new things. As an art staff, as part of the ongoing marketing efforts, with materials that have lifespans, short ones, we're able to retrieve things quickly and create new things from what we have in our libraries to the value of the Wisconsin dairy producers. And these assets also serve a lot of editors these days who are writing about cheese, reporting about cheese. A lot of the industry leans on our expertise for images and information. So it's a really rich catalog that does a lot with a very little. And I think that's the best way I can describe it.
I think it would help, too, is to get an idea of how we serve the marketplace, because the way we look at it is we serve the dairy farmer families with communications about the marketing programs the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board offers. We also serve the retail industry, that would be grocery store chains, with point of sale, so they can better market Wisconsin cheese with our point-of-sale programs. We also work with the cheese manufacturers and dairy processors, if you will, by creating programs that market Wisconsin dairy products and Wisconsin cheese. The reason we focus primarily on Wisconsin cheese is because roughly 90% of the milk produced in this state goes into cheese making. Wisconsin dairy goes way, way back to European heritage, because Wisconsin topography is much like Europe. That's why so many European farmers settled in the state of Wisconsin, because it reminds them of home. And so it was a natural progress for them to bring their dairy heritage to this state. One of the other areas we work with is food service. We work with restaurant chains, casual themed restaurants. We also work with chefs to provide them with digital assets. We probably have the most extensive dairy library that's usable for any of these markets in the world, I would think. And all of our assets are free to them as long as they promote Wisconsin dairy products. And that would be another reason why the dairy industry of the state benefits from our digital assets management. And like Mary said, our customers can get these assets online. We knew from the beginning that we would eventually market these, or at least make them available to the people that want to promote Wisconsin dairy products. And as Mary said too, including the food editors of newspapers and food magazines nationwide. And one of the other areas that we're getting into, like most people, more and more, is the social media aspect of it.
Very much.
Because we're working with bloggers to promote Wisconsin dairy products. We also have two advertising agencies that serve the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, and they do marketing programs for us in a number of those areas. And so we get many of the files from the ad agencies, But what we do in turn is we make them aware, because we have such a high resolution, great photo library of food photography, cheese photography, dairy product photography, that it's available free of charge as long as people promote Wisconsin dairy.
So we provide a lot of incentive to offering these, this media online and through this library. So it's a very valuable asset to the Wisconsin dairy producers.
And it started years ago. I've been with the company for 20 years. You probably know. It was all filmed to provide to these people many years ago.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management?
Challenges go across the learning curve. Bringing in a new technology, there are people that have to learn it. There is the discipline of keeping ties with the IT department, making sure the equipment is running, make sure that you have the expertise to run backups and be able to handle the hardware aspect of it. Then you have user training, and then you have, in our case, you know, I'm the only one that pretty much takes care of this software, and it's a big, huge beast. It's a big, huge creature that needs a lot of feeding and taking care of, like a big baby. Now, I have to make sure that it's taken care of and running efficiently, because we've been through situations where if something falls through the cracks and it breaks, the phone starts ringing off the hook. I think the last number I've seen, it was over 6,000 registered users of our online photo library. And that is a testament to how very popular we are for many people that use our pictures for many different things. When that goes down, the phone rings off the hook. You got to be able to deal with that. Working with a software company, being able to carry on a long-term relationship with a company that is also in a market that's changing with the tides. And going forward, dealing with things like social media, like Matt says, you know, being able to take on the challenges when companies change, or the company itself may change and restructure or reformat, you have to keep up with that. It's just a matter of keeping up with it and taking good care of it. I think we found that not doing it or you slip through the cracks could just be a not a good situation. But I think me and Matt really talked about a lot of the benefits.
From a user perspective and being involved from the inception of choosing a digital asset management software, I think one of the biggest challenges was picking the right software that fit our needs. Mm-hmm. Because we're a nonprofit organization funded by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, we have to make sure that all of our purchases of software are cost conscious. And I think it probably was a 3-year learning process before we finally chose Cumulus and landed on it. We had looked at Cumulus's inception version 1, and that was going to be my preference of choice for the software. I'm a Macintosh user. I do much of the design work. Mary does design work, and we have another graphic designer on staff as well. We had a number of consultants that said they could come into Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board and build us a library, because we worked with color separators 15, 20 years ago, and it was moving into a digital marketplace. The color separators that we worked with archived all of our digital images. And they said they could build us a digital system, but they just focused on photography. We needed a software that would focus on Word documents, Excel documents, graphic design documents, being Quark documents, InDesign documents, Adobe Illustrator, Adobe Photoshop, all of our digital images that had been scanned prior to that. Because we are on a Macintosh platform and we have roughly 50 employees, the remaining employees are on PCs. And so we needed to focus on a cross-platform system that would house all of that kind of data. And Cumulus was probably the best choice for us at that time, because it really was a cross-platform, off-the-shelf software package that was relatively inexpensive, that we could work with that company. And they were willing and ready to work with us to help us build our system. So I think just choosing the software in general was a challenge, and trying to deal with all the people that said, oh, we can do that, we can do that. Well, they could do that, but it was always beneficial to them and not to us. Canto knew that if they were a partner with us, then we would both benefit. And I think after a 15-year business relationship, we're still heavily involved with each other and using the software, it's evolved and it's been great for us.
Yeah, and I'll just tack on a success in dealing with this too, just to take off from where Matt left off here. When they came in here and they were training us on how to use the product, the Canso Cumulus product came with a web piece right out of the box. The nice thing about that is that we had the guy that was training us was part of the original Canso product, and he was very, very smart, and our webmaster wasted no time trying to get him to see if we could get that web version customized so we can put our photo library online. And I think that was a huge success for us, because when I first started here in Creative Services in 2002, there was a time where I was doing nothing but image requests from the moment I got in to the moment I left, and I was frustrated because I didn't have time to do the other stuff I was doing. Canso stepped in. They offered us services of someone that could build us a customized interface, which we did. And when we put that live, it's almost single-handedly took all that work off my desk and handed it over to the website, which I thought was fabulous, because now I can focus in on doing the other important digital asset management, taking care of it, loading it, cleaning it, so on. It's just been a huge success, that one thing right there. And going forward, as we continue to grow, like I mentioned before, the software just keeps going. It keeps ticking. I think it's just been a huge success for our company having it here.
What advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
I work by the philosophy of garbage in, garbage out. Mm-hmm. When we started working with Cumulus, we knew that we had to make sure that our file naming conventions were specific to the areas that we serve. By that, I mean the retail area and the subsets of the retail area, the food service area, the subsets of the food service area, the trade show area, the subsets of the trade show area. Because we worked with librarians to get this moving forward, that the file naming conventions were key to making this product work. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure that if anybody were to step in my job position or Mary's job position or the other graphic designer's position, the database would be user-friendly, easy to search by via keyword, and people would be able to find images and data readily.
And that's a very key thing. I'm actually going to be talking in September at the Chicago Henry Stewart Conference. And I'm going to be talking about this very thing, because I went to my first conference in 2006 in New York City. And since then, through Henry Stewart, I've met lots of people that do the kind of thing that I do. And to an astronomical extent, where you're talking about a worldwide conglomerate like 3M, who has tens of thousands of users across the globe in different cultures and languages. Then you got small companies, maybe 1 to 10 people. And every single one of them want digital asset management, unless you think about the really important aspects up front of what you have to have in place. Matt talked about the naming convention and the taxonomy system. Having that figured out in the beginning is probably the best idea possible. Knowing what you want to catalog and knowing what you want to feed into the system, having the administrative staff to be able to fill it, maintain it, having an IT staff that will cooperatively work with the group, with the digital asset management, to make sure that it's physically running, having buy-in from the executives in the company that they're willing to make an investment, that it is indeed the return on investment for whatever the purpose is. Having the know-how of people, how to choose a product. I mean, just choosing the product. Matt was just talking about choosing, knowing how to go out there and search and find out what's the best option. Today, there are, I'm sure, dozens of companies out there doing this right now. And I'm sure they're all good, and they all do wonderful things. I've seen lots of samples. But finding the right one is key. Finding the one that's going to serve the company as a whole, whatever that business is key. And if you don't have the expertise inside the company to put together a team to really shop hard and really look at these things, there are consultants out there that can do it for a company, and they do a fine job. There are avenues out there, but I think that I've met a lot of people who think they know what they're buying, and then somebody goes out and buys it and hands it off to somebody, usually one person, and says, do this. And it's amazing how many people I've met that that's happened to. And these poor people are floundering. They have no idea how to go about forming it and developing it. It's a lot more than it looks like. And I think taking these measures up front is very important. That's what I'm prepared to tell the industry people in September, and it's only based on what we've been through here. Having your ducks in a row up front is the best solution to any potential problem that could happen if you don't. I guess that's the best way I can answer your question there.
Well, thanks. Great advice. For more on this and other digital asset management topics, go to anotherdamblog.com. For this and 150 other podcast episodes, go to anotherdampodcast.com. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.